Millions of Americans in more than a dozen states are being urged or ordered to stay home to slow the spread of the coronavirus. This week, Massachusetts became one of those states following Governor Baker's order that all non-essential businesses shut down. WBUR's Anthony Brooks reports on how Baker's directive compares with other states that have issued similar orders.
Baker chose his language carefully. He didn't call this a stay-at-home order. Instead, he focused on shutting down all those non-essential businesses, while making it clear that grocery stores, pharmacies, gas stations, and medical facilities will remain open. And he went out of his way to tell Massachusetts residents that this is not a lockdown order.
I do not believe I can or should order U.S. citizens to be confined to their homes for days on end. It doesn't make sense from a public health point of view, and it's not realistic.
But Baker did order the State Department of Public Health to issue a stay-at-home advisory, urging residents not to go out except to do essential jobs, shop for groceries or medicine, or take a walk.
What's sort of clever about that is that's exactly what the other governors around the country are calling a stay-at-home order.
Mike Connolly is a state rep from Cambridge. He was one of more than 60 elected officials who'd been urging Baker to impose a stay-at-home order. Connolly says, in a way, Baker had it both ways. He didn't really tell residents to stay home. He just told DPH to do it.
The key point is to close non-essential businesses and to tell people to stay home. You know, in terms of its practical impact, it was, you know, what we had been asking for.
Connolly says Baker's order puts Massachusetts pretty much in line with California, which was the first state to impose something like this. But there is a difference. California did what Baker did not do. Rather than just advising residents, it orders them to stay home. But California also has exceptions for doing essential jobs, going to the store, even getting exercise. So in the end, there isn't much practical difference between the two approaches. At least 21 states have now issued similar orders affecting some 200 million Americans. Several other states have closed essential businesses but stopped short of telling residents to stay home. So there's a patchwork of policies across the country. Howard Merkel, a doctor and medical historian at the University of Michigan, says we need uniform standards, and that means guidance from Washington, which Merkel says is missing.
Without federal guidelines, we'll have a patchwork of different governors doing different things. It would be much better to have one set of guidelines of what we all should do and how we could contribute to the conquest of this terrible pandemic.
Now that essential businesses are shut down in Massachusetts, State Rep Mike Connolly says the state should focus next on how to protect those who continue to work in grocery stores, pharmacies, and other businesses that are essential.
These are people who never signed up to be frontline workers in a disaster situation, but that's truly who they are right now.
Connolly says, among other things, that means new regulations and guidelines to ensure those workplaces are as safe as possible. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Anthony Brooks.